We're learning Masechtas Erevin Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Gemara on top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah, it said that you're allowed to make an Erev in everything, b'chol ma'arvin, u'mishatim, chutz min ha'mayim ha'melach. It's called a klal. It says, but everything in ma'arvin besides for mayim ha'melach. And the Gemara is going to say that klalim always not, there are exceptions to the rule. Amar Rav Yechanan, Engle made them in ha'klalois, you can't learn out from the klalois that it's dafka these things and nothing else. Vafilu makom shnem by chutz. Even though it says chutz, which sounds like it's very specific, only these two things, you still can't be learned from the klalos. But Rav Yechanan says really two things. Ein levedim al klalos, even without the word chutz. And even with the word chutz, you still can't learn from the klalos. So the Gemara makes a diak from Rav Yechanan, but the kama filu makom shnem by chutz, mechlal, that he's talking about another case in the Mishnayis that doesn't say chutz. For example, our Mishnah says chutz. He's saying that you don't learn from, but there's even a level lower than that. You also don't learn from that. And what's that case that he's referring to when he says you don't learn from a kolos, even if it doesn't say chutz? It says here, you don't learn from kolos, even if it says chutz. And you don't learn from kolos, but doesn't say chutz also. What is that case? When the kama filu makom shenem by chutz, mechlal, the lav hocha koi. He's not going on our case. He's going on a different case as well, a case that doesn't say chutz. Heichi koi, where is he going on? They're saying that you don't learn from kolos. There are kolos. There is a klal, there is a rule, a general rule, that have exceptions even when it doesn't say chutz. I mean, that's easier to say that there could be exception. But what is he referring to? There's exception to the rule. Zakti Gemara, Heichi Koi, Hasim Koi. He's going on this Mishnah, Mesechtes Kedushin. It says in the Mishnah, Mesechtes Kedushin, Kol mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Any mitzvah saseh that comes time to time, Anoshim chayavim v'noshim b'turis. Men are chayiv and ladies are potter. A yom tov, ladies are potter, men are chayiv, ladies are potter. V'shloi hazman grama. Any mitzvah that is not talian zman, not talian time, echan oshim, echan anoshim chayavim, both men and ladies are chayiv. That's the klal, says the Mishnah. Kol mitzvah say like this, and kol v'shloi hazman grama is like this. It's a klal. Right, the Gemara, v'chlolahu, is that a klal, the kol mitzvah say shazman grama anoshim turah? Is that a fact that every mitzvah say shazman grama anoshim potter? Harei, there are some mitzvahs that are tolian zman, tolian time, and still, the ladies are chayiv. What are they? Hari matzah, simcha v'hakel. The mitzvah says man grama, hu v'nashim chayobis. Matzah, ladies are chayiv and matzah. Ay, to mitzvah says man grama. So the Gemara learns out of drasha that there's a hekish that if the chayiv in chametz, not to eat chametz, the chayiv in matzah. How do we know the chayiv not to eat chametz? Because all lavim, ladies are chayiv on. All lavim, chayiv, the chayiv can not eat chametz. And the Gemara makes a hekish matzah the chametz. So anyone who's not allowed to eat chametz has to eat matzah. So therefore, we know that ladies are chayiv matzah, even though it's a mitzvah to say shazman grama. You see, it's not 100% rule. There are exceptions to the rule. Another exception is simcha. That ladies are chayiv and simcha on yontif. If this happens to be a machloikis in the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, it could be it's not a chayiv on the lady, it's a chayiv on the man to mesameach the lady. But there is a man yom holds that a lady is chayiv and simcha. And the third mitzvah that's telling zman that a lady is chayiv is hakel. First a pasuk that ladies are mechuyev to go to the Beis Hamikdash on the Shemitah year, they'll go hear the king lane the Torah. He stands on a bima, lanes the Torah, lanes the whole Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim, for everyone. It says in the Pasuk, Anoshim v'Anoshim v'Ataf, all have to come. Ladies have to come also. So you see, it's the exception to the rule. It's a mitzvah says, it's not grama. Still, ladies are chayiv. And the opposite way also, the whole mitzvah says, Shaloy is not grama, Anoshim v'Chayavis, is every mitzvah is not totally in time, Anoshim v'Chayavis. It's not true. Rei Talmud Torah, Limud HaTorah, and Peri Rivya, Puruvu and Pidyon HaBen, these things are mitzvah say shaloy as man grama, still anoshim v'turos. How do you know? Talmud Torah, because the pasuk says v'matam oisam es b'neichem and adiik is v'loy b'nei seichem. Puruvya, because it says Puruvu milav kavshua, and it's a derech of a ish to go capture, not a derech of a isha. Therefore, we know the ladies are not chayiv puruvu and Pidyon HaBen. Also, it's learned in the pasuk only someone who's chayiv on themselves. The could be a shaykh pidyon haben has chayiv on someone else pidyon haben. And since the oldest girl is no chayiv pidyon haben, it's no pidyon habas, therefore they're not chayiv pidyon haben either. So you see, even though it's not talian time, still they're potter. So you see, it's not a rule. El Rabbi Yechanan, he learns from here, ein lemeidim in haklolois, v'afil b'makom shem v'chutz. You don't learn from kolois, and even when it says chutz, which we'll see more cases for that, but any klal, there are exceptions to the rule, even when you have a klal. The general rule is, the mitzvah says, zman grama anoshim v'turos, and if it's not zman grama anoshim chayavis. But there are exceptions, like we said, matzah, simcha, and hakel are chayiv, even though there's zman grama, and Torah, peri, uvu, and pidyon haben are potter, even though it's not zman grama. Oma Abaya, V'tem Rabbi Yirmiyah, to bring a raya from a case of chutz, but not that you don't learn from the klolis. Af and alam tanina. We talk about the Mishnah like that, a Mishnah in Zavim. The Mishnah in Zavim says, Oid klal echad omru, kol shenisa al gabi azav, tamei. Anything that's above the Zav, it's called a yonish azav, that the Zav carries it over his head, it's tamei. V'chol sha azav nisa lov, anything the Zav goes on top of, that means if it carries the Zav, it's tahar. Besides, chutz me'aroyu le'mishkov u'moishav ha'adam. Besides, for something that's royal to be a bed or royal to be a chair, there if a zav sits on it, it becomes tamei, tamei mishkov, tamei moishav. And a person carries a zav, he becomes tamei. Those are the only things that are under a zav that are tamei. Freit the gemara v'su leka, is that a klal? There's another thing that's under a zav that's tamei. V'yika merkav. A merkav, which literally means something that's written, you write on it, that could also become tamei. So first of all, says, what exactly is America? Hi, America, vechidami. What exactly is America? Either Yosef Allah, if he sits in it, hainu Moishav, that's a Moishav. And stam, just to speak out, it said before, royu l'mishko Moishav. The only time somebody comes telling me Moishav is only if it's something that's made for sitting. But if someone turns over a barrel and sits on it, that doesn't become a Moishav because that, the Gemara says that you say, if I need the barrel, I tell the guy, get off, I'm using it for a barrel. It's not really a chair. But anything that's royu for a chair, or ready to ride on, should be Moishav. So if, what's America? What's a new case of America? Right? That is Moishav. So Gemara says, Anan hoch kaminur, ha'ika gaba de'uchpa. Gaba de'uchpa is a little piece of wood, or it can be made of leather, that you hold onto it when you ride the horse. It's not part of the chair. It's a separate entity that you wrap around, you tie it on the behemoth, and you hold onto it, and that's, we tamei merkav, even though you're not sitting on it. The ukif is a saddle. That's tamei moishav. I don't know the English word for it. That's tafus. I think you're holding on to it. Is tamei merkav. That's a tamei merkav. That's the case of merkav. So what do you see? El shemam, you know, made them in aklolis because the Mishnah left out merkav. It said mishkav and moishav, and it said adam. But there's another thing that's under technically under the zav. That's the merkav, and that will be tamei because it's limud from the pasuk that America is also tamei. So in here, you know, it says chutz. El shavina in the middle of the clause, the chutz says chutz meishav meshkav meishav adam. So even by chutz, there are exceptions to the rule. Amar Ravina tam Rav Chanachman afananim tinas. Our Mishnah is like that also, and our Mishnah says mechoma arvin umeshtatvim chutz min amayim amelach. You have to arvin everything besides amayim amelach. The suleka, it's only two things you can't use. Va'ika kameima patrias. There are mushrooms also, certain type of mushrooms which are not usable for Erev. Why not? The reason is because they don't give a lot of mazon. It's like similar to Maya Melech. There's nothing, you eat it the whole day, you won't get anything from it. And therefore, it's not considered enough of a food to be called Kerna Shvisa. So it left it out. El Shemar, no, in made my clothes, full of Makam Shemar by Chutz. You see, you don't learn how to call it, even though it says Chutz and Mayim Melech. It sounds like these are the only two things you can't use. What do you mean there's more? There's Kamei and Patrias, Kamash Vilan, that it's, you don't say, in made my clothes, there are exceptions to the rule. I just have to speak out that Rabbi Tzal Meranchberg on the side here brings down that Lefi the Gra, we're really not talking about Erev here in this kasha of this chutz. We're talking about the kesef ma'isa sheni. That says chutz ma'im ha'melach. He says that's what kamei and patrias are not good because they're not peri and peri. And he says it can't be going on Erev because he says in monoshach, if you cook it, these mushrooms, so you could be ma'arav in it. And if they're raw, any raw tefillah you can't be ma'arav in. So therefore you can't say that's going on Erev. That's what the goyim says. But pashup shad is going on Erev, like we have the girsa. But the goyim, the goyim, it's not going on that. It's going on. It's supposed to say, it's going on the second part of the Mishnah. That's what it means. So the Gemara Vayta, I call nikach bekesef meiser. So we finished learning that all rules have exceptions. Now we're going to go to the halacha of meiser sheni. That'll be the next block. Gemara will talk about meiser sheni. I call nikach bekesef meiser. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yisrael Achnino, chad masni ha'eriv. Some are masni the following memra on Erev, v'chad masni ha'maisa. We'll see what the memra is in a second. The following statement, some say that it's going on Erev, and some say chad masni ha'maisa. Some say it's going on ma'isa. Chad masni ha'Erev, that goes like this. Lo yishanu, that we said you can't use water or salt for a Erev, let's say Erev Tchumim, you want to put something 2,000 hours away for you to make that inu shvisa, you can't use water and salt. Lo yishanu ma'im, if they ask my mouth, if they ask my, only water by itself and salt by itself. The ain ma'arvim. you can't do Erev on that. Of Mayim Melach Ma'arvin. But if it's mixed together, you could be Ma'arvin. Because it becomes like a dip. It's salt water. Salt water already, you could dip your challah into it, and you could make Erev. So some learn that the special heter by Erev, you could use Mayim Melach together. V'chad Masti, some say it's Memra Meiser. Lo Yishanu, that you can't buy Meiser Sheni with Meiser Sheni money, water or salt. Lo Yishanu, Mayim Fnei Asma, Melach Fnei Asma. You didn't call it. You can't buy that. Have a Mayim Melach together, and you call it Kesem Meiser. Which is a bigger chiddush. Even Kesem Meiser, which we'll see later on in the Gemara, on Beis, that there's certain rules for Kesem Meiser, you can still use Mayim Melach, but it's mixed together. Shaman the Masti on Meiser, Kol Shekin Arav. If you say that Meiser, if you use it for Meiser, for sure, Arav could be used. Man the master Erev, but the first Man the Yama learns that only that by Erev was saying this chiddush. Aval Meiser loy, you cannot say this chiddush by Meiser. My timer peira beinon. You need an actual peiri, like the words later on that it's something that grows from something else. It's not a peiri, and this is not a peiri, even with salt water. But you also have Yitzchok master Meiser. Meiser Yitzchok came and he said it's going on Meiser. Akapon of Yitzchok is telling us that Meiser. You could take Meiser money, Meiser Sheni money, and buy salt water with it. Meiser, I'm asking you a kasha from a Tesefta Meiser Sheni that says, "Hey, Rehuda ben Gadosh, Shafnei Rabbi Eliezer, Shafnei Rabbi Eliezer." Rehuda ben Gadosh talking to Rabbi Eliezer. It says, "From Rabbi Eliezer, Shal Beis Abba, in my father's house, Hayloichim Tzir beKesem Meiser. They used to buy fish brine with Kesem Meiser. Fish brine is water that they soak the fish in it, and it gets a taste from the fish." So I used to buy fish brine with Meiser money. Oma lo, you realize that it can't be. Shem lo shemata al shakiri dogim urav mem. That they bought was dafkos that had part of the intestines of the dogim mixed into it. So it had actual fish in there. So it's really fish itself. And that's allowed to be bought with Meiser sheni money. So that I kind of brisa. And whereas a kasha, filuhu de mem god is like ka'ama elevit seer, the shumna de peri. Even he only allows to do it. Water, and even probably has salt there, water, only if the fish brine comes from the fish. It's shuman, the fat of the peri. Mayim melach, no one has sad loy. Both tanoim don't say it. Heck, you say that Meiser Sheni could buy salt water that? Sure not. It only has to be fish brine, it has to be from fish. Rav Yosef, loy, nitzuchal, shenosan, l'soichal, shemen. The case is, you put into shemen. So when we said that Mayim melach is good for Meiser, it's after Mayim melach and oil. That's what's good. Now, let's go back a step. We said that it's one masniya iriv. So now, if you think tomorrow's tariff, does that also mean shemen or not? Does that also mean shemen? So Taisvis on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Ramasla Aval says, Al Mai Melch Ma'arvin, Zok Taisvis, Vesomach Muki, Vesnois and Sechon Shemen. And the Chiddush is, he has a kasha, so take them some shemen, like tomorrow will ask the Ma'aser, so let the shemen be them. The shemen was enough of a sheer Mazin Shtei Sudas to make an iriv. You could be tsarif the Maya Melch together with the shemen, but why do you need shemen? That's Toys of Shita. The Rosh is Mashmah, maybe they don't need Shemen for Erev. Erev is better. Mayim Melach Alok is good. But the Gemara is going to go here and ask, why can't you use the Shemen itself for Meiser Sheni? Why do you have to say the case is mixed?